Ruined tits for breakfast.
Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Let's talk about Tex.
It's Tex Walker, Crow's captain.
Oh, hang on. It's co-captain. We'll have to change that.
Oh, I have to change the opener.
Good morning, co-captain Tex. How are you?
Good morning.
Is that what I call you now or not?
You can call me whatever you like.
Right, eh? I've got a few others I'd like to call you.
How are the co-captains going? How's it feeling? How does it feel doing that down the club?
Oh, very similar.
Any different? No,
not really. It's just very similar to what we've been doing. Rory and I have been really close for pretty much since we started, so nothing's really changed, to be honest.
Can I just ask a question without notice? What position do you reckon you'll play this year for the club? Will it be full forward or?
I might play a bit of midfield.
Midfield?
Yeah.
Oh, get out.
Up the ground. Well,
no, I'm just
forward,
interested to know. Let's say if you are full forward, because that's what I think you'll play. Mm. Do you think Pike will have two full forwards? Like, you know, to help you out sort of thing? What?
Is he trying to be funny here or what?
I just wanted to ask the question.
Has your club done their captains yet?
Not yet. Why?
I'm just asking.
I mean captains, plural.
They were going to give.
We have one captain, mate, down at Port Adelaide.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we have one captain.
Okay.
Where's number one?
They were going to give it to Ollie Wines, but they can't do it anymore.
Why not? Too busy skiing.
Mm, going water skiing again.
Oh, go on, gang up, you two little boys in the corner. Go on.
What, so I'm not allowed to say anything back? I just got to sit in here and just cop it.
It's our show. You're the guest.
All right, sorry.
Yeah. How's training going?
It's good, mate. Yeah, we're going well. We're touch wood really healthy at the moment. So just if we can stay healthy until round one and throughout the year, then just gives us a list to choose from. We weren't able to do that last year. And we'll have a bit of a run around this Saturday against each other. And then we're going to play your boys next week before JLT starts.
In an under-23s game.
Under-23.
Our under-23s are strong.
Name five under-23s.
No. You'll find out on the day.
Can't split them.
Can you name me five under-23s at Port?
Leanit, Ollie Wines.
Leanit's over 23.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He's mature
age.
He's
had a birthday, has he? Well, he was under-23 at one stage.
Oh, at once.
So what are you going to
Houston?
What's that?
Houston.
Yeah.
No, mate, we got loads of them.
He's a good player, Dan Houston. You got an internal trial this weekend?
We do, yeah. Yep.
And you had one last Thursday. I come down there to look at it.
Did you like it?
I did like the look of a few of the young kids through there, Tex.
Who'd you like?
I liked, Wayne Miller is all the talk at the moment, but I liked the look of the couple of the young kids.
McHenry.
He looks all right.
Chase Jones.
He looks all right.
Butts and Scholl, yeah.
They looked all right. Hamill,
yeah.
They all looked all right.
Yeah, we got some good kids.
39 days until the first game, I think it is, for the footy fans out there. You got to play the power in that JLT game at Port Pirie as well. And there's only two games this year, so I presume senior players from both sides will be heading up to Port Pirie to play in that game.
Yeah, I reckon we'll probably field a pretty strong team against Port because you only have two games. You need to get going and get a bit of match fitness. So I'm pretty sure us and Port will probably field pretty strong teams.
And Brad Crouch, who had an injury a couple of weeks ago, didn't play at all. Apparently he's going to be allowed to play in that under-23s game. But he's back doing everything, isn't he? Isn't that foot injury was only precautionary?
Yeah. No, we just... For Brad, he's pretty much done most of pre-season, so we took the real cautious approach and gave him a week off, and now he's back ready to go. So.
Right, mate. Well, I heard you had a bit of bad luck at the trots on Saturday night as well. We might ask you about that next.
Oh. All right, Tex Walker, our co-captain of the Adelaide Crows, special guest here in the studio. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle, our house, your home. Does this mean that we get Rory some weeks and you, or is it just you all the time?
Just me, mate.
Oh.
You'll have to settle for me.
Okay.
When are we going to play golf together?
Anytime. I'd love to take your money.
I want to see whether this is true, whether you cheat or not.
Oh, cheat.
That's why he plays the old people all the time.
Yes.
So they can't see him and can't work out
Well, they can't remember how many shots you've had.
Yeah, so you do. Rumours on the circuit.
Yeah. Tex Walker's here in the studio.
You'd think the co-captain would share, you know, the occasional tip with, you know, past captains or even workmates.
Yeah.
When you think you've got a certainty at the Red Hots, you'd think you'd get a phone call, wouldn't you?
Why, what's happened?
Well, he had a horse that a few of the boys are in, and they ventured out to Globe Derby and, you know, tried to back it off the map. And it was going to win. It was lengths in front, Dits. And I had one hand on the cup and one hand on the bookie's cash. And then there was a very bad accident.
He's three wide by himself. Oh, galloping, he's choked down. I'm Sir Blake is choked down. Paul Cavallaro's out of the sulky. Darby McGuigan's out of the sulky. So is Danny Hill, and Gavin Lang is out of the sulky as well. We've got a turmoil here. They won't get these horses off the track. Paul Cavallaro hasn't budged since he's hit the track. They'll call this off. The drivers are easing up.
Ooh, so, sounded nasty. So bad prank.
Yeah, it was shocking.
What's your horse called?
Watch list.
What does choke down mean? I've never heard that term before. What was happening?
From what I understand, choke down is pretty much when they horses run too fast for their own good, and their tongue either goes back down their throat, or they just lose oxygen.
That used to happen to me a bit.
Lose oxygen?
Went too fast, yeah. You used to get told to slow down a bit.
You'd lose oxygen now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You will today at the gym.
See me at Next Gen.
In about 2 hours.
How is that going?
Really good. Can't you tell?
Did you have less body fat than Roo?
No, more body fat.
More muscle.
He's got more muscle because he's bigger than me, I think, is the answer.
What do you mean I'm bigger than you?
Well, you're 109 kilos and I'm 103.
You're 109 kilos.
So you're bigger.
Yeah. Don't laugh. Hey, hang on. We've just established most of it's muscle.
Muscle. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you love going to the gym, or is it a bit of
a love's a bit
chore?
Of a stretch.
Love is not good. Gee. I much prefer the walk out of the gym.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I love it. I like the shower. That's about it. Yeah. Hey, now, the beautiful, delightful Ellie, her birthday yesterday.
It was, yeah.
Did you spoil her?
Smell turned 28 yesterday.
Smell?
Oh, Ellie.
You can't call her that.
Smelly Ellie.
Why? Because she smells nice.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Don't go down the negative path all the time, Dits.
Well, all right. So what did you do for her? Did you take her out for dinner?
I trained and then gave her a present yesterday afternoon and nice bunch of flowers. She loves flowers. So.
Does she?
And then went out for dinner.
Where'd you go?
We went to Odgy.
Oh, nice.
Very, very nice.
It is nice.
Very
beautiful.
Nice.
Beautiful.
So
how the wedding plans coming along?
Who you ask me, or I don't really have a say in that.
No, I suppose not. No.
I'll organise the suits and beer and wine, and then rock
turn up on the day.
What a big year! Win the flag and get married. Unbelievable stuff. It's so heavy. Absolutely. Are you gonna ask Dits to MC your wedding?
Can I?
Well, let me guess. The only bloke that I know that can get Sky Channel with his ears.
That might get a run.
Your mum will love that.
Oh, imagine that. Mum got the cranks on last time, remember?
Yeah, she fronted me.
What were you just doing in the break on the computer screen before?
Just looking at my football club website.
What were you looking at their website for?
I'm on it all the time.
They've cut that many players over the last couple of years, he wouldn't know who's on the list.
Oh, cut it out.
Were you looking to see who was under 23?
Well, I don't know all their birthdays, no. Sorry, okay. I don't know their birthdays.
I'm not saying that. How many are under 23?
Lots. We've got a very strong side. You'll find out on the day. We've got a real strong side.
Ask him about his major sponsor, Tex.
Oh, who? Optus?
No.
Ours. Oh, yours? What about your major sponsor?
He's all right. We gave him a rev up yesterday and he's paid his bills. He's already paid bills overnight because, hey, the power of Triple M. We got to him yesterday.
I did hear that on the way into training.
Well, see, we're about transparency and honesty down at my club. So we eyeball the major sponsor and say, mate, lift your game. And he has.
Was he in here?
No, but he was listening, and he's lifted his game.
How can you eyeball someone through the microphone?
Well, I'm just talking about a bit of honesty.
Yeah. Right. He's looking at a picture.
We get the job done, Tex.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. I think it might be time to go. All right. Hey, are we catching up with you every week or from now on?
Yeah. I'm
gee, you're back on.
Back on from now on.
Any chance of getting Brad Ebert in here, or is he still running?
Training.
He's training?
Training.
Right. Okay.
Training.
Good.
Priorities, Ruth. Priorities.
All right. Good on you, Tex.
You know why blind people don't go skydiving?
Why?
scares the shit out of the dogs.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Terrible. No wonder you need help as captain.
See,
boys. Stuff like that. Co-captain of the Crows, Tex Walker. All thanks to Distinctive Homes.